This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Financial Plus Credit Union's very own Brad Bergmoser. He's on the show talking about their recent logo and branding refresh or change, if you will. Yeah, really a really cool backstory here on how they came to their new look. Then what advice he has for other credit unions going through the same thing, because there's a lot out there who are going through a branding refresh right now. So great stuff here from Brad. So I hope you check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very fine gentleman from the state of Michigan at Financial Plus Credit Union, Financial Plus Credit Union's very own Brad Bergmoser. Brad, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm doing really well, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. Good. And we got something pretty cool to talk about today. As you can see over my shoulder here, Financial Plus has kind of rebranded with new logos, new look, all that kind of type of cool stuff that you guys are doing. A lot of Creightians are actually doing this. This is one of the reasons why I have you on, because there's a lot of Creightians that are in the midst of kind of doing a rebranding or a renaming, if you will. And so you guys are right there in the mix. So I thought I'd have you guys on. And I apologize, the logo can't show up too well, but we'll have a cutaway of it so you can see it much better. But Brad's, I want to get the kind of the story behind the story here. So why did you guys decide to do this kind of new look, if you will?
I think why is really interchangeable with when.
Okay.
you choose to do a rebrand or kind of like a major refresh. I sometimes have a way of putting my foot in my mouth, and I really think that a rebrand shouldn't be the event itself. It should always accompany something big at the credit union, because okay. I feel like if you just rebrand just to do it, there's sort of a sense of, it's a really strong word, but there's sort of a sense of desperation there. Like, why? Why are you stretching to do something? So for us, like I said, the why was really wrapped into the when. And there was we've gone through some really big cultural shifts here at Financial Plus in the past couple of years.
Okay.
First was my arrival. I'm a relatively new CEO. I came on board in January of 2020. So That's either been 3 years, 3 months, or 30 years, depending on how you gauge COVID.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was a big event here. And mm-hmm. So that's a reason where credit unions will look to kind of reinvent their branding to show the kind of the culture shift when a new leader comes on board.
Mm-hmm.
The other major one is we are finishing up a large, almost merger of equals. And, you know, that is obviously one of the biggest things that a credit union will go through. It's something that, you know, you had mentioned a lot of credit unions looking at rebranding.
Yeah.
A whole lot of credit unions are looking at their world and how they operate in the M&A space.
Yeah, and a lot of merging too.
That was another major life event here at Financial Plus. So really the timing was right.
Okay.
So to couple the when with the why, I think the why is that it really gives you the opportunity to, you know, coming out of those major events, redefine, you know, who you are. And mm-hmm. I think what's more important for us, not necessarily who we are, but kind of our promise for who we're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is that? What's your promise of what you guys are going to be? I mean, obviously, a lot of creators are going through an evolution as we, you know, as we kind of in the post-COVID era, if you will, like you addressed beforehand. So what do you guys want to be here? So I find that I'm very curious now. You've piqued my interest.
I think that goes into, so my wife has spent her entire career in marketing on the agency side.
Okay.
So I have a great resource who's infinitely smarter than I am that helps me understand this process. You know, when I would think of brand, I would think of what it looks like.
Yeah.
And that's only a small portion. For us, you know, you go to what our promise is, and that's our reinvention of our brand essence. And that's all built around the concept of reach. You know, our goal is to help our members and prospective members help them reach their financial goals mm-hmm. and their financial comfort level. Mm-hmm. So our promise and what we're hoping to show through the rebrand is really a visual of everything we put behind our promise to be there, be it through products or services, or be there through our ability to be good financial counselors.
Yeah, no doubt.
To help our members reach their financial goals. Mm-hmm. And we say that their financial goals is very individualized. You know, what someone deems success financially is very different from what somebody else does. And it doesn't matter their background or where they want to go. It's very, very different for each person. And mm-hmm. our job as a credit union is to be there for each one of right now our 81,000 members to help them wow. reach their goals.
Well done. Gosh, you were kind of like, you know, out of the frying pan and into the fire type of situation, you know, being named CEO in January 2020, right before, you know, all that chaos hit. And then all of a sudden, and then after that, you go through a merger. Yeah, you've had some big events there, but at the same time, and then to do kind of the rebranding, if you will. Yeah, it's some hurdles to climb there, but it sounds like you guys are coming out on the other side of this, looking pretty darn good there. And to be that, like you said, that primary financial resource there. So it sounds like this is what this whole process represents, right? And yeah, just to kind of be there at every step of the way for your members, your 80,000 members now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the rebrand is really kind of the visualization and the continuity of the messaging behind the promise.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you share with us the process of this rebrand? Because I know you didn't change the name of your credit, but you just have a new look, a new branding, a new image, that type of stuff. Can you share with me that process without getting too much into the weeds? Because I know we could dive into this for the next couple of hours, but share with me that process of you know, going through the beginning stages of it and then what you came out with right here with the new logo and everything.
Absolutely. We're calling it a complete rebrand, except for the name. Really, we have completely reinvented the brand behind the name. It started 3 years ago. It actually started, well, unofficially. It started as I was interviewing for this job. So,
oh, really? Okay.
The credit union I came from was just coming out of a relatively large scale kind of brand refresh. So I was fortunate enough to be able to go through that process, and they did a great job going through it. So that was really fresh in my mind as I was interviewing. And, you know, I think it was actually one of the questions during my 3-hour interview with the board was on the brand. And like I mentioned before, sometimes I have an ability to put my foot in my mouth. So I was pretty bold about it. And I wasn't a favor of the previous brand. So I went kind of in detail as to, you know, why and when and
right.
really the importance of what a brand is to an mm-hmm. organization. So there was a discussion about rebranding before I even had the job.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then it went to, like I said, I joined in January 2020, went to GAC in 2020, thinking I'd get back and we'd get to start, you know, doing all these cool things. And a couple of weeks later, I had to record a video that we had shut all the branches down. So I don't know if timing would have been shortened up a little bit. And then the merger came about. So like I said, the process unofficially started 3 years ago. It really kicked off in earnest. We partnered with a third party agency to go through the process about a year ago. So it was about a year in the making. And what I was really excited about was the merger was not finalized yet. The boards had executed an LOI. We were going down that path, mm-hmm. but what we elected to do was use the rebranding process to help bring the two organizations together.
Good move.
So we had working groups from both legacy credit unions working together on the rebrand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of it was, wishful thinking that the merger would come to fruition, and it ultimately did. But that gave the employees from the credit union that we were merging the sense of belonging and yep. the sense of ownership that yep. they were part of this process. So, like I said, it was about a year in the making and several different working groups within the credit union, some focus groups within our member base. and a lot of back and forth. Probably more drafts than I think the agency we worked with wanted us to come back with.
Yeah.
But it was about a year in the making, and led by, I mean, our marketing team did a phenomenal job on really shepherding the process all the way through.
Yeah. Everybody I talk to who's been through a rebrand, a renaming, you know, a new logo, that type, it's a process, but it's actually a lot of fun to go through it and to see the creativity that kind of comes out of it. So yeah, but again, it's a process, and to get it done right, it's a definite process for sure. And you guys definitely did it right. And you kind of stole a little bit of my thunder there in your last response, because I was going to ask you, what's the reaction from members and staff, or what do you think it does for members and staff to see this rebrand or this refresh, if you will?
Like I mentioned previously, for the members, it is really that visualization of our promise to help them kind of reach their financial goals. Mm-hmm. I think it also says, and why I think you mentioned there's a lot of credit unions that are looking at it, is our world is changing drastically. Financial services don't look today anything really like they did 10 years ago. Right. And I don't think 2 years from now, they're not going to look at anything like they do today. Yeah. And members recognize that. Mm-hmm. And I think going through a rebrand is really giving members the sense and the view that we're here to evolve with them. We're not going to sit idly by and let the world change around us. We're mm-hmm. going to be part of that. And it really is that visualization for the members.
I like that. Yeah.
For the employees, if we'll swap stealing thunders, it's the coolest thing you can do. It's exciting.
I know.
Right. We have, for the past 3 years, we have talked about change and doing big things. We have an internal motto that I kind of just kept saying, so it stuck. And it's that we make no little plans, and but to give the employees actually something they can see and touch and feel and wear. Mm-hmm. We have an employee store now.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so that they can wear. It is just exciting. There is very little you do that, and no offense to the core processors, but a core conversion is not fun.
We're all in agreement of that. There's no, you're going to get a unanimous decision there.
Yep. This is fun, and it's exciting. Yeah. And it's, you get to see people stretch creative muscles that they don't get to do often. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they didn't even think they had.
Yeah.
And it's just a really cool experience. So for the employees, it just helps build on the excitement that we try to instill in mm-hmm. everything else we do. It just kind of takes that to a whole other level.
Yeah, pretty cool morale booster, just to kind of put it in a nutshell there for sure. Yeah, and then it goes way far beyond that, of course. So one of my last questions here for you, Brad, is any advice for other credit unions going through a rebranding process based on any lessons learned along the way here that you guys could share with other folks going through the same thing?
Yeah, keep the CEO out of the room. funny story behind that. So some kind of tongue-in-cheek joked, my favorite color is blue. Yeah. But I remember one of our very first meetings, I said, my favorite color is blue, but please don't take that as marching orders that blue has to come out of it. And lo and behold, our two primary colors are a maritime, a dark blue and a light blue. Trust the process. And I'm going to sound really hypocritical because I'm the last one to preach patience. But take your time and trust the process, trust the science.
Yeah.
There is, as cool and exciting as it is, there is always a hesitancy to go immediately to the subjective, what I like and what I love about it and what I hate about it, kind of those visceral emotional responses.
Yeah.
You see a brand, and there is absolutely a time and a place for those discussions.
Yeah.
You have to start with the science. So, if you bring on, like we did, a business partner who has done this successfully with a lot of large credit unions, trust their advice.
Yeah.
Trust your marketing team. This is their job.
Mm-hmm.
Trust their advice. Go with the science. Go with the data. Build out the structure before you talk about what you like mm-hmm. and what you love. You know, make sure you've got the idea almost fully baked before you present it at a board meeting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You'll get a lot of opinions, which are great mm-hmm. and valuable, but you have to slot them in a certain place in the process, or, you know, time could stretch out, budget could stretch out, and you could ultimately end up with a product that doesn't necessarily completely reflect what you were trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you guys hit it out of the park with this one. I love the simplicity of it. I love the colors of it. Sorry that your favorite color is blue, but I like the colors of it. So
it it is neat. It's pistachio green is what I like to call it. I don't think it's the marketing term, but the fun color involved in the scheme is pistachio green. And there was, for those of you who bring visuals to your video, this is, if you look closely, there was a ton of debate over whether you see an F colon or you actually see the plus in the negative space.
Oh, wow. Oh, one of those Rorschach tests, I think.
The ultimate discussion and decision was, you know what? It really doesn't matter because they just stared at the logo for a while.
I know. I've been looking at it myself. Like, I'm like, what are those two dots for? And I didn't see the plus until you pointed it out. Now that's all I can see. Oh my gosh, the human brain. My gosh, mm-hmm. craziness. Oh my gosh, Brad, this is so cool. I'm so glad I have you on today to share that process and that journey that you guys went down. And again, you guys knocked it out of the park for this one. I think you guys got to be over the moon with this new look, and I'm sure your members and staff are as well. So yeah, good job. Anything else to add to wrap up, sir?
My thank yous. Thank you to the members. You know, we launched the brand February 23rd. And by and large, you know, we have received very, very positive responses from our members in enjoying it, and kind of like we've done for the past 3 years, there's been a great willingness for our members to kind of go on this journey with us, and this was no different. So thank you to the members for understanding the why and the when behind the rebrand. And then obviously all the employees that worked on this, you know, led by our tremendous, tremendous marketing team who kind of shepherded the process all the way through, our board for understanding the need and purpose behind putting all the dollars behind a rebrand. Mm-hmm. And like I said, all of our employees, we did a great job on involving, you know, the entire employees, those who don't work in marketing or PR here to be part of the process. So thank them for their input on everything. So yeah, thank you to the members, thank you to the employees, and thank you to the industry for kind of, like you said, having the willingness for all of us to start taking bold steps forward.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, that word bold, and you certainly did it there for sure. So alrighty, Brad, well, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Appreciate it. You got a lot of stuff on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long, but yeah, I appreciate your time. And I always love these interviews. I always enjoy the backstory of how, you know, you got from point A to point Z, if you will, in this case. So yeah, it's really good stuff. So congrats on the new look, and look forward to chatting again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.